When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. We're back! Hey, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and news and all sorts of stuff. We're going to make some silly jokes. It's been a long time since we did this. A quick explanation into where I've been. You see, when you work in a world full of computers and then some sort of cyber terrorist decides to attack that computer world, you're going to have a bad time. Here we are. Ta-da! I'm back and things are not feeling great. It's been a tough start to 2020 so far. Just mentally, just like I'm just a mess and I can't get my act together and I can't feel positive and I can't seemingly do the things I want to do and achieve and excel. And so just keep working on the things I feel like I'm sort of good at. That's, I don't know, whatever. I get on the internet and I see everyone doing things and I have all these opinions and I just get real mad about things. And I try to be a little bit more positive. But something really got me yesterday. It was somebody talking about what an authentic person this is and you got to be authentic. And it's one of these buzzwords that like bothers me. An example, my poor wife is listening to this now. She's heard me say this a million times. But when I was a kid, my parents would yell, "Be aggressive" at me all the time during soccer matches. I'd be out there being like, "I didn't even want to play soccer." And they're like, "Be aggressive." And I'm like, "I don't understand this concept." You understand the concept because you are an adult. I don't have any experience with it. And no idea what I meant, right? I feel this exact same thing about people trying to wrap their heads around when some hashtag influencer tells them to be, you got to be authentic. What does authenticity even require? It's just like synergy. It's just a buzzword that comes without explanation or without any concreteness. How do we cultivate the traits that represent authenticity? If you are cultivating those traits, are you failing to be authentic? These are things I was just thinking about. What does it take to feel like you have a bit of authenticity, that you're projecting that out, that you're like breaking down the barriers of communication? And actually hitting this like kind of raw sensation of like the essence of who somebody is. I don't know if essence is the right word either. Like, I started this off by specifically saying I'm not feeling great and that don't feel like I'm doing really well, because it's really easy as a broadcaster to come in here and say the right things to make you feel good about yourself and keep moving. And that's, wow, everything's positive all the time. That's not how things are. This isn't, an Instagram life where you only see the positives that people post, but you don't get the negatives of things that like bum people out, that just project. That's the word, projection? Yeah. And so like in an attempt to live a more authentic life, we have to like embrace those emotions, it feels like. And we shouldn't shy away from them. The danger is that you live in them, that you... Well, I'll say it from my perspective. I don't want to project onto you there, but like if I tell you that I'm not feeling great and then you react to it or you don't, or I get some sort of sensation, do I continue to like live in the pocket of not feeling good? Does it like limit the ability to get back to just like in the middle somewhere? If you're happy all the time, that's a lie, because in order to appreciate happiness, you have to know what it's like to not be happy. And really, those are like spikes. We should be somewhere in between, but we don't want to let our path head more towards the negative. Or maybe you do. I don't want to speak for you. I don't want that. So how do we have these conversations, and how do we focus on the qualities of having a clear communication, of being more authentic? I don't know. That's a lot to think about for something that's usually just driven around jokes. But I've been thinking about it a lot. I'm having a hard time because I've got this 2-year-old who just gives me exactly this like unfettered response to things. And even he's starting to learn how to manipulate actively. Now, if I cry a little bit, mom will do what I need. Or if I cry a little bit, dad gets mad or whatever that is. And so to try and like, I don't know, that's who he is. So I guess that's okay. I just think about this stuff a lot, so. All right. Well, let's see. There's good news about our very own super band trying to fight homelessness and still making great art. Pearl Jam popped up yesterday, and it's cool.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
All hands on deck, or the internet more likely. We have a new album inbound from Seattle's own Pearl Jam. Gigaton, due out March 27th, is their first since 2013's Lightning Bolt. The band will hit the road to kick off spring with a U.S. and later European tour, but sadly, no stops in Seattle. And if I've learned anything, it's not to expect them to play Seattle specifically, since they just did those shows at Safeco a couple summers ago. Might be time to start looking for cheap flights. If you've yet to see the rad Frozen Waterfall cover art, hit 1077theend.com. Speaking of freezing, road conditions aren't awesome this morning. Last night on the 520 floating bridge, there were at least 30 cars involved in a bunch of chain reaction crashes. Even if you have an awesome all-wheel drive car, that doesn't make you stop necessarily any faster. So leave space, and let's make this morning a little bit better. Highway 2 is still closed to Stevens Pass, so no snowboarding there. Also, there's a bunch of schools on 2-hour delay, but I'm sure some robot has already contacted you by now. Finally, real quick, happy 51st birthday to our main man, Dave Grohl, taking the Foo Fighters well into his second half century of life.
You just got news.
I wanted to start the pod yesterday, but we didn't get back in time. We didn't get our files and stuff back from this. Like, there's this massive server that was just locked up and just has all your stuff on it. Like, good luck. But I love this story about the tortoise, Diego. Diego the tortoise, back in the 60s, was moved to one of the Galapagos Islands called Española. And there he was in a giant tortoise population rehabilitation center. Effectively, giant tortoise fest. I'm sorry, that was crude. Diego the tortoise, his whole job was to make more tortoises. And he succeeded. Over the last like 50 plus years, he's been down there humping away. He's now over 100 years old and he's done some serious boning. Is that what you call it in turtles? I don't even know. I don't know how turtles reproduce, to be honest with you. I don't know if there's like a cloaca or if there's like the parts that humans have or what. The point is that over the years, the population of tortoises, giant tortoises on the island, went from 14 or 15 or something to over 2,000. And when they do biological studies, they find the DNA from Diego in 40% of the tortoises. Now, I have a friend who was into, what is it called? Biology? biological diversity is the thing I was trying to get to. And you have to have a certain amount of diversity in order to like limit the weird diseases from popping up. And like you have to have diversity to help work the odds on everything, right? And so having 40% of the population go back to Diego might be problematic. But good for you, man. He really humped his way around. It's a lot of turtle sex. I'm proud of Diego. That's funny. He's retired now. They take him to a turtle retirement home, tortoise retirement home, excuse me. You know the banging is just going to keep on going. How long do we have a space tortoise? Probably a long time, but there might be the first billionaire space girlfriend.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa is paying to send a bunch of people in a SpaceX capsule around the moon. Must be spending. He wants to pack that space can full of virtuoso artists and one lucky lady who he'll choose in the most 2005 way possible, a reality dating show. The qualifications? Well, you gotta be a, quote, single woman aged 20 or older with a bright, positive personality, the desire to live life to the fullest, a wish for world peace, and an interest in going to space.
Duh.
Yeah. Now, how does one become a virtuoso in something? All right, from up to space to back down here on the ground, somebody found a meteorite in Australia made of the oldest stuff known on Earth. And it burned. All right, finally, congrats to Elon Musk and his electric cars. The Tesla Motor Corporation, or whatever they're called, is now more valuable than Ford and General Motors combined. Tesla's the highest valued U.S. automaker ever. And thanks to Elon's antics, they have 100% more space cars than anyone. Remember that when he shot his car into space? What a weirdo.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I really want a Godzilla tattoo. I've always wanted one since I was 19. And just thinking about a Japanese billionaire going around the moon. Japan is still real into Godzilla. I was like blown away when we went there. It was everywhere. So I kind of still want a Godzilla tattoo. Yeah, I got to go to the internet. Hey, thanks for joining us in the new year. 2020 starting off weird. The air conditioning just came on in the studio. Great. You know, because it's 17 degrees outside or whatever. Awesome. Anyway, it's a rough start to the year, but that's okay. We're going to get around together, all right? Thanks so much for letting me talk to you. Also, I ran long on the first episode of the year. God damn it.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.